Welcome to Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church in Helena, Montana. We are a member church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. It is Christmas Eve. Here is our Christmas Eve sermon brought to us by Pastor Arnie Berglund. First, we will hear the gospel reading.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words, pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Beloved of God, abundant grace, mercy, and peace is yours in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm not sure about you, but this Christmas, I have friends who are sending me selfies around their Christmas tree and around various Christmas scenes. And I've been thinking that it would be nice if 2,000 years ago, the shepherds had smartphones, so that they could have taken selfies of this scene in Bethlehem at a manger with Mary and Joseph, with maybe a donkey photobombing the whole mess. It's too bad we don't have that kind of, well, but wait, we do have that kind of picture. You know, the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all tell us a bit about Jesus, but only two of them talk about this scene. And of the two, the one who paints the best picture is the Gospel of Luke that we just read. With broad strokes, he gives us the image of the shepherds and of the angels and of Mary and Joseph. There we find Mary and Joseph in the stable with the baby Jesus in the manger. The significance of this infant born in that little town is preserved for us long past the time when I erase all the silly selfies that I've been getting on my phone. Luke's picture sharply focuses on the fact that this child is the one whom God has promised, and in this baby, in Jesus, God is present and with us. And this event changes everything for us. The angels announced it. "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. A Savior is born. God is with us. It's such an incredible event that once a year we dust off this baby picture of Luke's and we bring it out for all to see. We proclaim it to the world that this is the one whom God has promised. This is the one by whom we come to know the love and grace and mercy of God. This picture is acted out all over the world in pageants and tableaus with children in bathrobes acting like shepherds. Some acted out in live drive-through exhibits. Now, this year I saw a video of a church that did a Christmas pageant and they wanted to include a live camel. Well, they didn't have a live camel, but they did have a horse. Some ingenious person took a couple of rolled up sleeping bags, strapped it to the top of the horse, threw a blanket over, and instant camel. In this little child, born to Mary, we see the face of God coming to us that we might know God's love and mercy. Now, Luke remembers three reactions of those who were there at this scene. They wondered, Luke says, they wondered. They wondered at the meaning of the birth. They pondered how it might change things for them. And they glorified and praised God once they had seen. The shepherds could hardly contain themselves. Everyone they met heard the story from them about this astonishing news. This is how Luke tells it. All who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. Well, who wouldn't wonder? Who wouldn't wonder? Angels in the sky, a star in Bethlehem? Why would God come to me? In faith, we can know the wondrous good news as truth. God came that day to shepherds and to Joseph and to Mary. God came to this world. God came for you and for me. God was humbled to come to us, not in power and might, but as a frail baby. And he would grow to keep company with fishermen and tax collectors and lepers and sinners. We may wonder at what happened at Christmas, just like everyone else who has seen this picture. And in our wondering, we may come to know the God who came to be with us that is precisely what this picture shows us. Jesus the Savior, the Messiah, the promised one of God. As we look back at the year that has passed for us, how much we might wonder about the events of this past year, and how much more we might wonder about what will be. What will tomorrow bring? What will we face? Well, if the Christmas story tells us anything at all, it reminds us that whatever it is that we face tomorrow, whatever the days ahead bring to us, God will be with us. The shepherds wondered, and so do we. Another response that Luke talks about comes from Mary. Luke says this, she kept these things in her heart and she pondered them in her heart. Now, it's been a while since I heard the word ponder. In fact, I think I only hear it this time of year when we read the Gospel of Luke. It means to think about deeply, obviously, but it also means to encounter, to meet. Mary encountered the birth of Christ, not just in that manger, in that stable, in Bethlehem. Mary encountered the baby Jesus in her heart. In these last days before our celebration of Christmas, we seem to encounter the story at every turn. As we drive down the street, as we greet one another as we see people's trees, Christmas trees lit up in their windows, we encounter this story in our mailboxes. Tonight, I hope the stores are closed by now. The packages are wrapped, the cards are written. We have an opportunity in the quiet of Christmas Eve to encounter the significance for our lives. We have that opportunity as we gather together to worship tonight. Jesus meets us where we are. He has come to us as we are, in our doubts, in our wondering, in our pondering, this Christ child is with us. In our sorrows, in our joys, this Christ child is with us. In our faithlessness, God is patient. God knows what we are worried about and concerned about. God knows us in all of who we are, in all of our humanity. God loves us anyway. If we reject the Christ child, God returns. If we run away, he follows us, gently tugging at us in our stubbornness. And then when no one else will have anything to do with us at all, there God is with a love that transforms us, that transcends all that we have been. That's the meaning of this Christ child in this manger. A love that brings new life and new hope. And we encounter that in our hearts. Now, drawing near to the manger, we might respond like the shepherds. When the shepherds met the Christ child, they returned to their work. They went back to what they were supposed to be about. They returned to their day-to-day life, but they returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. The shepherds returned to who they were, worshiping God in that stable. They worshiped him all the way home and on into the days ahead. I think one cannot leave this manger. One cannot ponder this meaning of Christmas and be left unchanged. Through faith, one realizes the great gift God has given us. One encounters there the tremendous grace that Christ brings to our world. We are drawn, as the shepherds were drawn, to worship God, to give praise that we who once were lost now are found in the light of this lowly stable. Yes, the shepherds drew near and they were transformed. They were made new. And in the pale light of that stable, they saw God come down, Emmanuel, God with us. God came not in power and might, but in the birth of a vulnerable child. God came down empty of all that we might, that might bring fear into us, that we might know that God is about grace and mercy and love. From this picture, we have come to know this gracious, healing, and transforming gift of God made real in our lives. As we view Luke's selfie, we may wonder how marvelous it is that God is with us. God is there photobombing our lives with us through all things. We may wonder how the gift has transformed our life, and we may leave worshiping him with joy and thanksgiving as the shepherds did that night. Glory to God in the highest. Christ the Savior is born. Amen.